I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ahmed in Cleveland, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Much appreciated. I got mad respect for you, Pharrell.
Hey, man.
I just wanted to talk about the Cavs and the Pacers. I think anybody doubting the Cavs was a little lost, and I also wanted to throw in a little Indians. But I think it's more important to just throw out the respect for Greg Popovich and his wife. I hope that everything's going okay for him, and I hope that he can recover and the Spurs can, do their best for Greg Popovich and what he's going through. Thank you.
Yeah, obviously, it's a tough situation for the league and for the Spurs and for their players, and obviously for Popovich to lose his wife. One can only imagine. It's just a terrible story and a bad just a bad ending to a day to hear that his wife died. It's not good, and it is what it is. She was sick for a long time, apparently. I knew nothing of her. I have no idea about anything or any details about her. I really don't. So, I mean, you got to feel bad for anyone that happens to. If you lose a spouse or your husband, your wife, whatever, that's just terrible. So nobody would wish that on anybody. I'm not a huge fan of his for the way he treats people. But then again, we only see what we see. So he may be the greatest guy in the world down in San Antonio. He may be the greatest guy in the world in that building. He may be the greatest guy in the world to his players. He may be the greatest guy in the world to everybody locally in San Antonio, and they just think the world of him. And then there's, the outsiders like us that see him screaming, being mean to the media, being rude and really insensitive to other people's jobs and careers and lives. And he just is nasty. I just think he's a nasty guy. And I don't like his politics. I don't like the way he treats the press. I think he's an idiot. And so I don't have anything nice to say about the guy, about the way he treats people. So I told you before, a million times, I'm not a fan. So I think he's a great coach that's won a bunch of championships, and he's certainly great at what he does. But I don't respect anyone that treats other people that way. I'll be honest with you. I don't do that to anyone, and I never have, and I never will. And, I'm cool to everyone that I meet. I'm not a jerk to people for what they do or what job they have or what they come from or how much money they make or who they root for or anything else. The way that guy sits down and talks bad and talks down to people and treats those media people like crap, I'm sick and tired of it. I've said it a million times. So I'm not a fan of his, but I will say, honestly, and I mean this, I don't wish that on anyone. My mom died. I've seen a lot of my friends die. I've seen relatives die. I've seen people I know lose people. It's just it's tough in any circumstance. It's always tough. Death is not a laughing matter. It's no joke. And it's certainly sad. And I would never want anyone to lose their wife or spouse or lover or whatever. And I feel horrible for anyone that has to go through that, including him. Despite the fact that I'm not a fan of the way he treats people, I would never wish that on him or anyone. So it is what it is. It is what it is. And I feel bad for the guy. But, I'm sure he feels terrible. And it's got to be a horrible situation right now down there for him. I don't even know how he could carry on and coach him. Let alone how bad they're playing. I wouldn't even want to coach him if I were him right now, the way they look. I mean, they look terrible in Golden State. They really did. I mean, I don't even recognize him or that team. They're not even, they're candy ass. They're pushover. They are a pushover right now, and you have to admit it. That's all there is to it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.